one morning, the sun was shining, and he was laying in bed, wondering if she changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said their lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And he was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on his shoes, heading out for the old East Coast. Lord knows he's paid some dues, getting through tangled up in blue. She was married when they first met, soon to be divorced. He helped her out of a jam, I guess, but he used a little too much force. And he drove that car as far as he could, abandoned it out west. And they split up on the docks at night, both agree and it was best. And she turned around to look at him as he was walking away. And she said, this ain't the end, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. He had a job in the great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but he never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So he drifted down to L.A., where he reckoned he'd try his luck, working for a while in an airplane plant, loading cargo onto a truck. But all the while, he was alone, the past was close behind. He's seen a lot of women, but she never escaped his mind. And he just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in a spotlight so clear. And later on, as the crowd thinned out, I was about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair, said to me, what's your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines in my face. I must admit I felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes, tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. Thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like the silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. He was always in a hurry, too busy or too stoned, and everything that she ever planned just had to be postponed. She thought they were successful, he thought they were blessed with objects and material things, but I never was impressed. And when it all came crashing down, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was keep on keeping on, like a bird that flew tangled up in blue. So now I'm going back again, got to get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are doctors' wives. Don't know how it all got started, don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue. Someone's got it in for me. The planting star is in the press. Whoever it is, I wish they'd cut it out. But when they will, I can only guess. They say I shot a man named Gray and took his wife to Italy. She inherited $1 million and when she died, it came to me. I can't help it if I'm lucky. People see me all the time, and they just can't remember how to act. Their minds are filled with big ideas, images, and distorted facts. And even you, yesterday, you had to ask me where it was at. I couldn't believe after all these years, you didn't know me any better than that. Sweet lady. Knowing every time you move your mouth, going down the back roads heading south. Knowing every time you move your teeth, you need it, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe. I threw the I Ching yesterday, said there might be some thunder at the well. Peace and quiet's been avoiding me for so long, it seems like living hell. There's a lone soldier on the hill watching falling raindrops pour. You'd never know it to look at him, but at the final shot he'd won the war after losing every battle. I woke up on the roadside, daydreaming about the way things sometimes are. Hoofbeats pounding in my head at breakneck speed and making me see stars. You hurt the ones that I love best, cover up the truth with lies. One day you'll be in the ditch, flies buzzing around your eyes, blood on your saddle. Idiot wheel, blowing through the flowers on your tomb, blowing through the curtains in your room. Idiot wheel, blowing every time you move your teeth. Idiot, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe. It was gravity which pulled us in, and destiny which broke us apart. You tamed the lion in my cage, but it just wasn't enough to change my heart. know everything's a little upside down. As a matter of fact, the wheels have stopped. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. You find out when you reach the top, you're on the bottom. I noticed at the ceremony that you left all your bags behind. The driver came in after you left. He gave them all to me and then he resigned. The priest wore black on the seventh day, waltzed around while the building burned. You didn't trust me for a minute, babe. I've never known the spring to turn so quickly into autumn. Giddy wind blowing every time you move your jaw. From the Grand Coulee Dam to the Mardi Gras. Eddie wind blowing every time you move your teeth. You're an idiot, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe. Pushed each other a little too far, and one day it just jumped into a raging storm. A hound dog bayed behind your trees as I was packing up my uniform. Figured I'd lost you anyway. Why go on? What's the use? In order to get in a word with you, I had to come up with some excuse. That just struck me kind of funny. I've been double-crossed too much. At times I think I've almost lost my mind. Lady killers load dice on me behind my back while imitators steal me blind. You close your eyes and pout your lips and slip your fingers from your gloves. You can have the best there is, but it's gonna cost you all your love. You won't get it for money. Idiot wind blowing through the buttons of our coat, blowing through the letters that we wrote. Idiot wind the dust upon our shelves. We're idiots, babe. It's a wonder we can even feed ourselves. festival was over. The boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted, and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five-card stud by the stair. Lily had two queens. She was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside the streets were filling up, the windows open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. "I know I've seen that face somewhere," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf." But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who once held the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had that certain kind of flash in her smile. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge come in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily wore Big Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Lily washed her face, took her dress off and buried it away. As your luck run out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall. There's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive. You're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps. We're coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said. I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk. There was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. Lily's arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved to touch. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he felt she was sincere. But just beyond the door, he felt jealousy and fear. It was just another night in the life of the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. It said that they got off with quite a haul. By the darkness on the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. But they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. And the hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. Cabaret was empty now, his sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts. See her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right, though new things come and go. She might think I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. But to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me. We've never been apart. If you're making love to her, kiss her for the kid who always has respected her for doing what she did. Oh, I know it had to be that way. It was written in the cards. Still a bitter taste still lingers on. It all came down so hard. I see a lot of people as I make the rounds and hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. And I've never gotten used to it. I've just learned to turn it off. Either I'm too sensitive or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart. They all went by so fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time.